This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawyers for the media outlet Gateway Pundit have filed a legal motion seeking to publicly release the names of the clients of Jeffrey Epstein. The who's who of illicit clients was heavily discussed during the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. Since being found guilty, she is serving time in a cushy minimum security prison in Florida. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the state's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday, beating out a 21-candidate field to replace exiting Senator Roy Blunt.
Tonight, the Republican voters of Missouri have spoken, and I am honored.
In other primaries Tuesday, Kansas voters decided to keep abortion rights. Tudor Dixon won Michigan's GOP primary to take on Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Thursday, Tennessee goes to the primary polls, as the midterm elections are in November. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Nancy Pelosi has departed Taiwan, but before she left.
And on this strong foundation, we have built a thriving partnership, grounded in our shared values of self-government and self-determination, focused on our mutual security interests in the region and across the world, committed to the economic ties that power prosperity for all of our people.
California's Oak Fire continues to burn.
The Oak Fire just west of Yosemite National Park is 76% contained. CAL FIRE saying the blaze has ripped through more than 19,000 acres. The number of structures destroyed is up to 193. That includes 127 homes. Evacuation orders have been lifted for some residents. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
NASCAR racing continues this weekend at Michigan International Speedway. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
NASA said the sun is getting very active and that could cause problems here on Earth. The space agency warned the activity level of the sun has quickly ramped up. Scientists expect to see more solar flares and solar eruptions that could impact radio communications, navigation signals, and electric power grids here on Earth. The increase in activity could also pose a risk to spacecraft, GPS signals, and even create concerns for the airline industry. As three other green bills have netted virtually nothing for the average American as it increases our recession's longevity, bill number 4 could be voted on this week, spending roughly another $500 billion. The Senate Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act is just smoke and mirrors, so says Senator John Cornyn, Republican from Texas, on Newsmax.
I'm doing everything I can to discourage anybody who's even thinking about voting for it. Of course, Joe Manchin did a magnificent, or I should say Olympic-worthy flip-flop from his previous position in opposition to this. He said he was worried about inflation, would wait to see the July and August numbers. The Penn Wharton study that was done of this proposal said it will do nothing to reduce inflation. It's all smoke and mirrors at this point. Two things we know it will do is raise taxes on people making us less as little as $10,000, and it would make inflation worse.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we do it because it's hard, not because it's easy, as John F. Kennedy said. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And look, we've got a country to save, and thank you for being a part of the solution and not adding to the problem. We need a knowledgeable electorate, okay? We cannot afford to have a passive electorate anymore. You have to get involved because the elites are running us into the ground. They're stealing money from us, and they're doing everything they can to drive an agenda that has nothing to do with our true constitutional rights and liberties. Joining us now is Sheriff Bob Sunger. And Sheriff Bob has an interesting story here on many levels, but in particular, he is speaking out against the ATF agents that are making surprise home visits in the states of Indiana, Nevada, and Arizona, and Biden's home state of Delaware. Let's throw that into the mix as well, okay? And here to explain what's going on is Sheriff Bob Sunger. Sheriff Bob, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I hope you're having a good day.
Well, having a good day. Hey, we're still in a free country, mostly free, and thank God we have sheriffs like yourself that are willing to stand for liberty and to protect, the people of your charge.
Well, that's the job of a sheriff, an elected sheriff. And of course, mm-hmm. his primary job, besides all the other responsibilities the sheriff has, catching bad guys and so forth, but is when the government becomes a bad guy, is the sheriff's duty, absolute duty and oath of office to interpose and stand up against the government when they're mistreating the citizens.
Exactly. Well, we've seen this from time to time. We've seen what's happened and how the government pushes back and does everything they can to neutralize the power and authority of sheriffs. And thank God, Sheriff Bob, that we have sheriffs like yourself that are an encouragement and stand as an example for other sheriffs. Because though other sheriffs may have the same sentiment, to play it out, it takes some boldness and courage, doesn't it?
Well, it's the right thing to do. That's the bottom line. If you have to worry about your career because of the decisions you make, then you're probably in the wrong business.
Right. Well, anymore, the problem that we have, because the narrative has been hijacked, that sheriffs are maligned, because if you go against what happens to be the order of the day, like what's going on with these ATF agents, and we're going to break that down in just a moment, well, then you run the risk of being voted out of office because they'll get people like George Soros and other interests to come up against you and misrepresent, what you have done on behalf of your citizens.
Yeah, you're spot on. That's exactly what happens. And, It's we've got a lot of good sheriffs in this state. Unfortunately, we've got a very blue state. We have a governor and attorney general that would love to take all your guns away, and as much as said so. But we're going to keep up the good fight regardless.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're there, and help me out with the county. Is it Klickitat County in Washington? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
Okay, good. That you represent, and you sent an alert to the citizens because you saw what was going on with these ATF agents, like you said. They're finding ways to go around our Second Amendment right and to preempt, even laws that have been reinforced by the Supreme Court. And now you've got ATF agents that are making surprise home visits in the states of Indiana, Nevada, Arizona, and Biden's home state of Delaware that I mentioned earlier. And you warned the citizens of Klickitat County that they may be coming to your home soon and very soon, and you need to be aware. And you told them that if ATF agents come into your, come into your county, then you'll arrest them if they're doing these surprise visits, because that's illegal, isn't it?
The surprise visit itself is not illegal, but the problem is with that, it's a fishing expedition. If you buy, for example, if you buy two guns at one time, apparently that raises a red flag in the system for ATF. So they're concerned about straw buyers, right? That's where somebody buys a couple guns or maybe four or five guns at one time. And so they want to check on that to make sure that you're not trading them, selling them, or giving them to somebody that would not be able to pass a background investigation. But when they do these surprise visits, they have no probable cause. They do not have a warrant. Now, it's one thing if they have a warrant signed by a judge checking these weapons out, but they don't. They just knock on it. We call it in our business knock and talk. So you go up there and knock on the door and you confront the individual. And most people, believe it or not, do not understand what their constitutional rights are.
Exactly.
If they don't have a warrant signed by a judge, you don't have to cooperate with them. Now, if you want to, that's your business. But if you choose not to, you tell them to get off your property, they're trespassing. And if they refuse to do that, then you call the sheriff's office, or in our county, I'd ask them to call me, and we will go out there and we'll tell them, look, the property owner has trespassed you. You don't leave, you will be arrested. They still refuse, they will get arrested for criminal trespass in the second degree and booked into our county jail.
And of course, up to now, that hasn't happened, so everybody's on notice. Your citizens are on notice, and getting the word out there to them to understand, as you said. I think the general public is very ignorant of our constitutional rights, and they want to go along to get along, and they don't realize what kind of jeopardy they put themselves into. You mentioned that these ATF agents, the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agents, which is kind of typical of the bureaucracy, which we found out with the APA recently, right, where the Supreme Court, you know, kind of trimmed their wings and saying, look, you are interpreting things and you're going beyond your purview and beyond your authority. But these ATF agents are using the 1968 Gun Act as their authority. So it's like they did some research based on, the president has told them, probably winked them, say, hey, look, we got to do something about it, find a way. And it's like they're trying to come up with something that will allow them to, to confront the citizen, right?
Right. And, they have to develop probable cause to check this out. For example, let's say I go buy two guns at one time. And so that flags ATF that I purchased two firearms. Okay, and then they come to me, or let me say it this way. They end up arresting some guy on a different charge entirely, armed robbery or whatever, and he's a bad guy. And they run the gun, and it comes back that I purchased that gun along with another one several months prior. Well, then the bad guy tells him, well, yeah, this guy sold me these guns. He knew I was a convicted felon. Now they have probable cause to get a warrant to go into the home. But short of that, just to go knock on the door and say, well, you know, it's only going to take us a few minutes, sir, and we'd like to check your guns out. Oh, by the way, we noticed you bought 7 or 8 guns over the last year.
Sheriff Bob, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we get back.
Have you ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I'll tell you, if you've had it with these gas prices and you want to find a way to get some of that money back in your pocket, got a great idea for you. It is called the Upside app. It's absolutely free. The app gives you cash back every time you buy gas. How would you like that, huh? Every time you buy gas, you want some money back? This is what you do. Use promo code PAID, P-A-I-D, when you download the app. It's called the Upside app. And the first time you put gas in your tank, they're going to send you $5 cash back, okay? Hey, it takes a little bit of the sting out of it. And meanwhile, as you continue to use the app, you will get money back every time you go to the gas station. What a novel idea. What a blessing. And it's real simple. Just go and download the Upside app. It's absolutely free. And don't forget the promo code PAID. This is all brought to you by Bill Martinez Live. Thank you so much for participating, saving money, and that's what we want you to do, okay? Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, James Madison said, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power knowledge gives. Think about that, because that's what we've been talking about with Sheriff Bob Songer. You've got to know your rights, and because the government is not necessarily interested in your rights as much as they're interested in an end objective here. And what seems to be the order of the day is the government is hell-bent on taking away our guns altogether. And somehow, without even through legislation doing anything about our Second Amendment right, they want to see it gone for their own championing interest, like as if anywhere else in the world where guns have been eliminated, that people find themselves safer as a result of being without guns. Sheriff Bob, I mean, this is the problem that the left has, is the reality speaks louder than the make-believe stories that they would want us to believe in.
Absolutely. You're spot on. You know, it's no secret they want to turn this country into an all-world power, socialist, Marxist-type country. And if you think about it, the only way they're ever going to be successful, totally successful, they can control your food, your medication, and all that, but they're going to have to take the guns away from the masses, the main population. And that's what they're trying to do by chipping away at that Second Amendment. And it's my honest belief that if they're successful in destroying the Second Amendment, where you're not able to be armed, and they violate that, they'll have total control.
Absolutely.
You have communism in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And with that Second Amendment, you'll lose the rest of the Constitution.
Exactly. And as you say, Sheriff Bob, I mean, there is practical modern history of what happens to countries when they give up their guns, and they live to regret it, and then they can't wait to get they can't get out of their own country fast enough to come to a country here. And it's interesting, you know, when I talk to people who have come from other countries and they see what's happening here in America, and they go, that's exactly what happened, you know, to us in Venezuela. I was speaking to a couple of attorneys, been here for two and a half years. They go, we see the warning signs. This is exactly what happened in Venezuela. And we got overwhelmed. And, you know, because you have no way to fight back. I mean, look at the Chinese. They got to go along to get along. I mean, it is a totalitarian state. Everywhere you go and everywhere where, you know, communism reigns, Korea, of course, we know quite obviously. I mean, these people have, they have no way to fight. They have no way to fight back and defend their cause. They're totally reliant on a government to make sure that they have bodyguards and they're well protected. But, you know, they're going to make sure they're even more protected from the people who are getting upset because, you know, their communities have now fallen at risk. You've got crime running rampant in the streets of America today. And all under this theory that if we only eliminate the guns, then crime will go away, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's such an idiotic thought pattern in my thinking anyway. I'll tell you what, you know what takes care of a bad guy with a gun? It's a good guy with a gun.
Amen.
And and personally, on these school shootings and stuff, I would, and I do, I'm pushing for this, is to have teachers in the schools who volunteer, and we'll put them through the firearms training qualifications, psychological testing, all of this, but have them armed, concealed, have them armed in the school. Not all the teachers. It'd be a handful that would qualify or want to do it.
Right.
And the reason I say that, by the time law enforcement arrives on the scene, the shooting, in most cases, is over with.
Yes, exactly.
That teacher's in the school. The teacher knows the layout of the school, And a teacher may be able to take that person out before too many people get shot or anybody gets shot. Mm-hmm. Now, you take that Texas situation down there. I love my brother law enforcement, but I got to tell you, there was a big screw up there, and they didn't go in immediately. But I have to ask, if the two teachers that unfortunately that was killed, and along with those children, if they'd have been armed, we'll probably never know, but if they'd have been armed, they'd at least had a fighting chance.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, Sheriff Bob, let me tell you, I was looking back historically, you know, when school shootings began. I mean, we have history of school shootings back to the 1700s. I mean, are we that stupid that we can't figure out what the deal is? And this theoretical idea that we declare schools as safe zones, no guns allowed kind of thing. I mean, we're like putting a landmark, a target on these soft targets, whether it's, any other institutions, restaurants, theaters, schools and that sort of thing. Because that's what the shooters want. They want to come in and be able to, shoot fish in a barrel there. And they don't want anybody shooting back at them. You know, they're going to pick some other place, just like, just like a thief is not going to go to a place that's, alarmed and they have some sort of defense. They're going to find some other home that is just ripe for the picking, right?
Exactly. No, it's a crying shame, but. We have the far left that's pushing the progressives. They want to defund the police. They want to disarm the public. And, and I said this to folks. Look, if new laws would prevent crime, hell, I'd be out of business.
Mm-hmm.
If the crooks followed the law. They can't follow the law, It's that simple. It doesn't take a mental giant to figure that out. Crooks are going to be crooks. Bad guys are going to be bad guys. And people need to be able to not only defend themselves against bad guys, but when government is overreaching, they have to be able to defend themselves.
And that was what our founding fathers realized. It was more to protect ourselves from a totalitarian government than it was from evil people, right? I mean, which is amazing because you think about it. I got to have guns to protect myself. Well, no, the founding fathers then even realized that a totalitarian government is more deleterious and dangerous than your everyday criminal. I mean, think about that.
Yes, they got a lot of power, people need to stand up. They need to be patriots. They need to push back against that far left progressive nonsense of turning this country into a communist country. It's ridiculous.
And but like,
I never thought, I never thought in my years in law enforcement that I would see our country in the state it's in right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, our country's become very passive and compliant. And to your earlier point, one of the first things you said when we started talking was that people are blatantly ignorant of the Constitution and their rights. And we're saying, look, it's time, to raise the IQ level. Take some self-responsibility. Read the Constitution. Go take a night class. And, go do yourself a favor and prepare yourself, because this government is running amok right now. If you think not at every turn, I mean, consider, we've got open borders, $30 trillion in debt, and the policies that are coming down from this administration particularly are not advancing the cause of freedom for the American people. They're marching us lockstep with the one world government likes of the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab. And guess what? They don't believe in the Constitution. In fact, they want it all gone. They want our guns taken away from us, because then we're controllable, right?
Right, exactly. I couldn't have said it any better.
Sheriff Bob, you're awesome. Thank you so much for fighting the good fight. And the citizens of Klickitat County in Washington are blessed to have you, watching their six and protecting their interests. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Lawyers for the media outlet Gateway Pundit have filed a legal motion seeking to publicly release the names of the clients of Jeffrey Epstein. The who's who of illicit clients was heavily discussed during the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell. Since being found guilty, she is serving time in a cushy minimum security prison in Florida. Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the state's GOP Senate primary on Tuesday, beating out a 21-candidate field to replace exiting Senator Roy Blunt.
Tonight, the Republican voters of Missouri have spoken, and I am honored.
In other primaries Tuesday, Kansas voters decided to keep abortion rights. Tudor Dixon won Michigan's GOP primary to take on Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Thursday, Tennessee goes to the primary polls, as the midterm elections are in November. USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com, that's where you want to go. Well, families are going to soon prepare to go back to school, right? Can you feel it already? The kids are saying, I am bored, get me back to class. Yeah, right. Well, and that includes being ready for unexpected bumps, cuts, and scrapes. What we used to call boo-boos. I think you can call them boo-boos up until about maybe second. You're stretching if you go to third grade. I don't know. These kids are progressing so quick, it's hard to keep up with all the correct lingo, but I think boo-boos are still, you know, they still mean what they mean. Well, joining us to clear all this confusion up is MommyTalkShow.com parenting expert Joyce Brewer, and she's here to kick off the Band-Aid brand Build Your Own First Aid Kit so families are prepared for back to school. What a great idea, huh? She's appeared on shows across the country, including ABC's The View. She is the author of the book Use What You Know, A Business Idea Guide for Mom. Joyce, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I am wonderful. Ready for back to school.
Well, I bet. So when you went to The View, did you have to take a major repair kit, you know, for the gals there?
No, everyone there was very, very sweet. I was back there back when Barbara Walters was still on the show.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. So not as feisty as they are today, because you might have to take a major kit of Band-Aids there. Just saying.
Oh, my goodness. Those ladies are great.
Yeah, they really are. Well, you know, the school year is just around the corner, so what can parents do to prepare?
Well, every parent I know is stressing out about back to school. In the group text with all of my mom friends, we're talking about school supplies and all the things that we need to do. But one of the things that I do every back to school season is get a personalized first aid kit for our son. It always includes Band-Aid brand products that we grew up with in our medicine cabinets, and now we're using it for our first aid kits on the go. It's the number one doctor-recommended brand. It has the best quality bandages for those boo-boos that you mentioned that our kids are inevitably going to have.
Exactly. And this is personalized, you know. I got to tell you, our son, when he was little, his personalized kit included a tourniquet because he played hard. You know, we needed more than Band-Aids with him, I'm telling you. But, hey, such is the case with these little characters, right?
Exactly. Every kid is different. Our son has asthma, so we put some of his essentials in there, too, right along with, you know, the first aid kit essentials. So you can start by making this really super simple this season. Start by buying Johnson & Johnson consumer health first aid products. These are all the essentials that you can find at Target, in your Target health store, in your Target health aisle, excuse me, or you can find them on Target.com. Now, when you buy at least three qualifying Johnson & Johnson consumer health products, you'll get a free design first aid bag from Band-Aid, and it's very stylish, it's very functional. I keep one in my car, I keep one in the garage. We threw one in his backpack for summer camp this year.
Wow, what a great idea. You know, it's like one of those things, it's so practical, Joyce. It's like we're thinking, why didn't we think of this earlier? You know, when we were growing up, I mean, it wasn't it. I mean, you were lucky to find a Band-Aid. I mean, here's a tissue, put it on it, and, you know, keep going out and play. You know, you're on second base.
Well, these kids are different right now. Like you mentioned, you know, they need a little bit more attention. They're used to better quality things that we had when we were growing up, and they deserve, you know, the quality of Johnson & Johnson consumer health products.
Yeah, exactly. But a great idea what Johnson & Johnson has put together, along with the customized bag. Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, people, it kind of reminds me of George Lopez. He would say about stuff like that, that, you know, here you get all these practical things like Band-Aids and everything. He says in his Mexican household, what they would do is they would throw away the Band-Aids and keep the bag, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we want you to keep everything this time, you know. Like
exactly. Yeah, you want to use it all.
We want you to keep it all together. Exactly.
Yeah. Yes, especially those great products from Johnson & Johnson. So let's talk about some of the unique products that you can put in your first aid kit that comes in handy.
Well, our son loved swimming this summer. His favorite camp was one where he could swim every day. And if your kids love water play or they're on the swim team, you want to rely on the Band-Aid brand Waterblock Flex Bandages. Now, they are 100% waterproof. They stay on even when wet. They have an ultra-flexible four-sided adhesive that's going to keep the pad dry, but it's also going to block out the water, dirt, and germs.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you that works. I used one here, and I couldn't get the thing. I mean, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going in the jacuzzi. I need to, you know, be sensitive to it because I don't want my Band-Aid floating around. No, it held on snug and tight, and it was there. And I thought, wow, this is so cool. So that does work. That's a great suggestion. We're talking with Joyce Brewer. She is the MommyTalkShow.com parenting expert, and we're fortunate to have her with us this morning, giving us great ideas on how to get prepared for school. It's more than just number two Ticonderoga pencils and some paper and, you know, computers and that sort of thing. I mean, you know, hey, the kids go out there, they get scrapes, they get boo-boos, all those things, and you got to make sure that they're covered, right?
Exactly. I mean, every parent has had that panicked child running towards them, crying because they fell down, they scraped their knee, they hurt themselves, and we always want to give them comfort and let them know that we're there to relieve their pain. So one of the things you can rely on are the Band-Aid brand pain-relieving antiseptic wound cleansing sprays. Now, it's designed to help clean and relieve the pain of any minor scrapes or cuts. And it's a no-sting formula. Kids want to know that no ouchies are involved. It also contains a first aid antiseptic that kills 99% of germs. That's designed to prevent infection. Now, let's say your kids are worried about having a scar or anything like that. The Neosporin plus pain, itch, scar antibiotic ointment is there for you. It's designed to minimize the appearance of scars. It also has pain relief, itch relief, no-sting formula, and it provides 24-hour infection protection.
And for the kids out there, look, at a scar or two builds character. It really does. I mean, you know, so don't get totally freaked out by it, okay? It's something that, trust me, as you're an adult, you're going to say, how did you get this? Oh, I was wrestling with a python or something. You can make up all kinds of great stories. At least that's what I did. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I have some scars that go way, way, way back. But, you know, kids now, they don't want it. You know, they want the things that are going to make them feel better. They want, you know, that pain relief, that itch relief, especially while, you know, while that scar or that scab is healing. You want to give them as much comfort as possible.
Joyce, I can't help but picture you with, you know, just a kit around your waist with all these. You got Band-Aids, you got, you know, all this first aid, Johnson & Johnson first aid, you know, no sting spray. I mean, you got it all covered. This is impressive. I mean, it's like you're at war for your kids to protect them against all these scrapes and bruises.
But it also empowers them. The kids know that, hey, my mom or my dad already has the first aid kit, so all the essentials I need are going to be there. For instance, our son fell in love with the Band-Aid brand Our Tone Adhesive Bandages this summer because he was out playing basketball. You know, he would fall down, scrape his knee, trying to run after the ball, and he found his perfect shade. It comes in three shades.
Oh, wow.
It's designed to embrace the beauty of diverse skin tones, but also your kids can put them on and keep playing because it has a flexible fabric that's going to stretch with them and provide them protection.
Kids, another warning here too, by the way, just because your parents have it all together and their first aid, you got your personalized first aid kit and everything, and it's all cool for the first day of school. There's no first aid kit shaming here, okay? You can just recommend to the kids what your mom did and just point them in the direction of your mother or in the direction of Joyce Brewer, and Joyce can give them all the information they need to make sure that, you know, that you're all cool for school and that you're first aid ready with your own personalized first aid kit, right?
That's right. I love to be a resource for parents online at mommytalkshow.com to help solve their problems and help them get ready for back to school. And that's what this first aid kit is going to do.
We got a little less than a minute left, Joyce. Any last minute reminders here that you want to pass on to the crowd?
Yes, I do want to remind parents that, again, you can buy those three Johnson & Johnson consumer health products. Buying those will allow you to get a free with purchase personalized bag from the Band-Aid brand. They're really colorful, they're functional, and as long as you go to Target or Target.com, you can find it in the health aisle, and you can get that free bag with purchase while supplies last through mid-October.
Oh, that is so cool. She's an award-winning TV journalist, Atlanta mom blogger, parenting talk show host. She's all that in a bag of chips, let me tell you. She lives in Atlanta with her husband, and who has an Emmy Award, too. I mean, it runs deep in the family. So the 10-year-old son is looking with envy, seeing, okay, what does he have to do to get an Emmy Award, right?
Exactly.
No pressure.
No pressure
whatsoever.
But he's great on camera, okay, too.
Oh, well, of course, he better be or he's out of the house. MommyTalkShow.com is where you want to go. Joyce Brewer, thank you so much. Take care. Have a great day.
You too, Bill.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make a around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And guess who? We got Pat Boone. Yes, Pat Boone is with us. And we're going to talk about the movie Mulligan here in just about 2 seconds. Hey, Pat, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. You're pepping me up. You know, you're a regular pep pill.
Am I really? You're well, I just wanted to encourage you because I know you've been out practicing your putting. No three putts. Remember, we talked about this last time. You know, we just can't tolerate three putting.
Yeah, I could use more practice. I really could. But I do still play.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I still swim, and I work out in the gym, and I ride my bike. And I'm really in amazingly, thank God, good shape.
Yeah. Yeah.
For 88, I've already begun my 89th year.
Wow, unbelievable, Pat. Wow.
And you're doing all that stuff.
Yeah, and when I saw you, the gal that was with you, she had a hard time keeping up with you. You were leaving her breathless as you were walking down the hallway at NRV. I thought, oh, my goodness, he's going to wear her out.
Well, and, I was getting worn out, but because that thing was so huge. You know,
yes.
That facility there, those hotels these days, are they have to have their own area codes.
Exactly. No, I agree. Well, the thing about the movie Mulligan, as you say, you've been an athlete all your life and have been playing golf. So to have an opportunity to play in this movie and to play the role, of course, this is a parable of second chances based on the novel by the pro golfer Wally Armstrong.
Yes.
And, of course, the 1 Minute Manager fame of Ken Blanchard, right?
Yes, both of them, and they're both still playing, and they're both still ministering, and it was such a not only a honor and a task, but an honor to play this retired pro. I patterned him after Gene Sarazen, who was a patriot of Bobby Jones, and I wear all the knickers. I wear the plus fours, which I've furnished my own wardrobe for the film. I have 20 pairs. of those Tim Berry made plus fours. We call them, what do we call them? Knickers. But
yes.
In England, that's something else. That's underwear.
Right.
But Bobby Jones, I mean, gosh, I'm getting confused. Payne Stewart wore.
Oh, Payne, yes, right, exactly.
I mean, I played golf with him in a tournament, and we were both wearing almost the same pattern of those knickers, and we got along so great, and we honor him in this film. But let me tell you one other quick thing, which I only realized when I saw the finished film. Growing up, Bing Crosby was my idol. I wanted to be like Bing. I wanted to sing like Bing, and I appreciated so much his easy, effortless-seeming style. And I've tried to emulate that for my whole career, and wanted eventually to be like Bing Crosby when he was in The Bells of St. Mary's and Going My Way, those great Academy Award films. When I saw the film in Augusta, right before the Masters, when they showed a preview of the whole movie, and Jim Nantz, who's in the film, a terrific announcer, and he was there watching it. When I saw the film, I really got teary because I recognized that I'm playing Bing Crosby in that film. It is a Bing Crosby kind of a role. He's easygoing. He's firm. Mm-hmm. He's a good golfer, but there's more to his life than just his golf, and he's trying to teach this young whippersnapper, this would-be billionaire, not just his golf, but try to get his life back together in his marriage and his relationship with his son. He needs mulligans in those areas of his life. And so, but when I saw the film, I thought, I didn't even realize while I was doing it, I was playing Bing Crosby.
Wow.
And it shows on the film. I mean, I look like Bing Crosby. I mean, I don't recognize myself, really, in the mirror.
Yeah.
But I look there on the screen, and I see a Bing Crosby character trying to help this guy, and finally, of course, he does. But it's a beautiful, well-made, solid film. You know, there's millions of people in this country that play golf, love golf, but there's almost no movies about golf. Well, this is a great movie about golf, made by the same guy, Rick Eldridge, who also did the Bobby Jones story on the Golf Channel. And that's a fabulous film. And so Rick knew how to do it. And Tom Lehman, the great golfer, currently on tour, of course, one of the stalwarts, he's in the film. And there's a scene in which this character, this hotshot young billionaire, is acting up on the golf course because he's making tons of mistakes, and he finally breaks his putter over his knee and throws the broken putter in a trap. And Lehman is a big, strong guy. He grabs him by the shoulder. He said, "Listen, pal, you're not good enough to get that man."
Yes, that's right.
And I think a lot of golfers are going to echo that on the golf course for months to come.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah.
Because we, you know, showing our tempers when we're messing up, when, of course, we're not expected to be any better than that at that point in our games, perhaps, or we wouldn't be messing up so badly. Well,
exactly.
Anyway, it's a film. It's a good film. It has not gotten its main theater distribution yet. Still hoping and praying for it. We did have two nights in 1,000 theaters called a Fathom event, and it attracted good audiences overall, but they didn't have the money to spend on promotion that the big studio films have. And so it was amazing that we attracted as many people just almost by word of mouth as we did. But the film is there. It's out, coming out on video now, and it's on Amazon Prime. And but that's not the way that a film pays for itself. It needs to be in theaters. And we're still hoping
exactly.
for that. And praying for that distributor because it can help millions of people, not just in their golf, but in their lives. We all need money.
Without a doubt.
Second.
Yeah, what a great message. And you're exactly right here, Pat. August the 16th is the release date for on-demand digital and DVD for The Mulligan. And we spoke with Rick Eldridge a couple of weeks ago. And always enjoy our time with him as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, Pat, what is it about golf that parallels life and why this movie, like you said, it's, you know, people might, oh, it's a golf movie. No, this is really, it's a life movie. It's an expression of life, isn't it?
It is, and that's a good question, too, and I hadn't been asked that in a long time, but now I can answer it. It's because unlike any other sport, two things. One is you're not competing with the other people. You're competing with yourself.
Right.
You know and you expect a good game. And it's so disappointing when you hit what you think is going to be a great shot. You think you're doing it right. It turns out it's out in the woods somewhere. Or that you topped it. It's that you made a mistake and you have to face it because nobody else can take blame for what you just did yourself. It's you are playing yourself. And when you see these great golfers all the way after 4 days, you know, birdieing every other hole and keeping their head down and you know, hitting difficult shots in dangerous situations and knowing that that next shot could take away their chance. And they keep going bravely. It is an act of singular courage, individual courage, more than other sports where you're it's a team game and you're competing with other people. In golf, you're competing with yourself and what your own standard that you set for yourself. But the other
exactly.
thing about it is it's the only sport I know of that teaches honor. I mean,
yes, exactly.
These guys, now no other sports, you know, they break all the rules and get away with them in almost every other sport you can think of, and they may...
See, I thought they only did that in politics, Pat, but they actually do it in some sports, you're right.
It is in golf. You've seen Tom Watson and Ben Crenshaw and these golfers. Mm-hmm. They accidentally touch a ball when it's in the trap, and they penalize themselves a shot, even though it may cost them the tournament. They, because... golf and the Payne Stewart golf camp for kids, which we show in the film, and I'm, as my character, I'm teaching young kids how to play golf the way he did, Payne Stewart, and in his honor. But you see a golfer who hits something, he looks around, did anybody see it? And he can hit it again and not count that shot? No. Golf, you're taught from, as a kid, when you first start to learn to play the game, more than you do in any other sport, you're taught to penalize yourself if you mess
exactly.
up. Exactly. If you make an error.
You know, Pat, I can tell you, I've been on the golf course with business people, and you can learn real quick about a future client or would-be client just in how they score their game. You know what I'm saying?
And future and current presidents as well.
Exactly.
We've seen presidents mess up and come in with you know, near perfect scores.
Yeah, the old foot wedge. The old foot wedge. That's still a penalty. You can't be using old foot wedge.
No,
I'm just
you
saying,
cannot.
Right?
You cannot. And it's heartbreaking, but very touching in a positive way to see a pro. He's making his living. And his fame and his career playing golf, but if he makes a mistake and he looks around and nobody else saw it, he doesn't he counts it anyway against his game.
Exactly.
And that we make that point in the film, by the way, because we make some very serious points in the film. And toward the end, I'm explaining to this as in my character. That when we play the game of life, which is God's game, he demands a perfect score.
Amen. Pat Boone, thank you. I appreciate the time. Godspeed, my friend. You got it, always.
Astute questions. Appreciate that.
All right. Take care, my friend.
Okay,
all righty.
Thank
you. Got
you.
It. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented and hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.